This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This year has been big for streaming services, with many people spending more time at home or just needing a distraction from everything. Like many others, I watched a lot of anime. Japanese animation is having a moment. Earlier this year, the film adaptation for the popular series Demon Slayer became the highest-grossing film premiere ever in Japan, and during a pandemic, no less. Also earlier this month, anime streaming platforms Crunchyroll and Funimation announced they'll merge in a nearly $1.2 billion deal. So there's money and demand for the medium right now. Here to talk about it, we have Lindsay Loveridge, executive editor at the Anime News Network. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kimberly.
So why is anime having a global moment right now? I know it's not just me.
Oh, no. Anime has been having a moment for the last couple of years, but I think it's especially increased during the pandemic. People have been inside and looking through their queue, and maybe they've watched all their episodes of Great British Bake Off and they want to move on to something else. So anime is a global phenomenon, I would say. It's definitely exploded. And there's a little bit of something for everybody, no matter what your tastes are.
Yeah, you've got sort of the action, you've got the fantasy or the genre that they call slice of life, with just sort of snapshots of how people live there every day. And there's just a huge backlog of content for people who are running out of things to watch.
Oh, definitely. We get about 30 to 40 new shows out of Japan every 3 months. So in a year, you're getting 150 different shows to pick from.
Talk to me about the business landscape for anime and how that is changing since it is rising in global popularity.
Anime has definitely made some major investment changes over time as far as who's become interested in it. And we've seen streaming services get very deeply involved in the production of anime as far as getting series made just for Netflix or just for Crunchyroll or just for Funimation. They're putting the money forward to get on those production committees and make some of the decisions about what gets adapted based on what they think will be popular.
Do you have any sense of how this global popularity of anime is playing out among fans in Japan?
All I can say about that is that whenever I talk to creators, directors, character designers, producers, they're always happy to see that there is an international response to their art, and that it, even though it's made in Japan, that's not limiting its appeal to kids in Europe or South America. There's huge fandoms for shows that didn't really take off in the U.S., so there ends up being different Touchstone series in different countries all over. And I think that's great.
What was the first anime show that you watched and that got you into it?
The first one that got me into it, like hooked, was Sailor Moon. That's around when we got access to the internet in my house, and there was all these fan websites. There's a whole culture, like a social culture. And for me, I was someone who, you know, I had a hard time making friends and meeting people with similar interests, but that was all online. And I could have this online life with friends who had that interest.
The big one for me was Inuyasha on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a really good
one.
Yeah,
and that one still has a lot of fans. It actually got a new spinoff this year. It's a whole new entry point for fans.
Yeah, and I imagine from a business perspective, a reason to sort of relicense the back catalog.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But as somebody who's been into anime for a really long time, you know, you talked about sort of feeling a little bit lonely in that space when you were younger. What's it like sort of seeing it go mainstream?
I think it's wonderful. Anime to me was, I think, kind of eye-opening. It started as just, you know, cartoons I liked to watch and characters that I felt a sense of connection with, but it also opened me up to other cultures. And you get curious about that. And that curiosity, I think, is wonderful. Everyone should have a curiosity for things outside of their immediate circle, however they happen to get that.
Lindsay Loveridge is the executive editor at the Anime News Network. Thank you so much.
Thank you.